Let's show some love to one of my site sponsors, Bloom.
This feels charged, heavy. Like we're about to open up something that can never be put away again.
Create a free account at bloomstories.com, and if you'd like a premium subscription to unlock everything, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to get up to 50% off.
There's no one around for miles here. We could do anything we want out here.
This is Tinder Toes, written and read by Cheryl Blue. I'd sworn off Tinder, said I wouldn't go back on after the last incident, said it wasn't worth my energy, yet here I was, logged on and swiping away. My last Tinder experience had ended badly, really badly. So badly, the police were involved in everything. So I had reassured my mates that I was done with the app for good. But the lure of swiping right and potentially meeting someone was hard to resist. I gave in and had just swiped right on my fourth profile when I received a match. He was just up my street. Definitely my bag. He looked confident, almost cocky. I liked that. Almost instantly he messaged. He was eager. He went back and forth, messaging for a while. Then he jumped straight in. He invited me to meet him for a drink, in a matter of hours. I was a bit taken aback. This is where it had all gone wrong for me the last time. I was too keen. I didn't take my time. I jumped in feet first. I got burned. But, naively, this one seemed different. No different in that I knew he just wanted something sexual, but different in his energy. Okay, sex is sex, and if that's all he wants, why care about energy and all that stuff? But he just felt different. I agreed to meet. We decided on a nice pub central to both of us. Based on what he had said, we didn't live too far from each other, about a 20-minute drive away. Anyway, we met. He was shorter than what I'd expected, and older. He was very mature. Not usually what I would go for, but I decided to go and see where the evening would take us. We both had a beer. He had a pint, I had half. We chatted. He was cool. As the conversation went on, he appeared to keep looking down at my toes. I was wearing open-toe sandals. It was as if, at any opportunity he had to look down, he would. By the time he was on his third pint, his constant ogling of my feet was no longer discreet. He was blatant with it. His words slurred a little, but it wasn't creepy or anything. The conversation took a more sexy turn. It usually did, so I was unperturbed. After beating around the bush for more than 5 minutes, he eventually revealed that he had a thing for feet and mine were doing it for him. He went on to explain that bare feet really turned him on, and actually, he was solid as we spoke. He asked if that bothered me. I asked him if it should. He laughed and leant closer. He asked me to promise not to laugh at what he had to say next. My mind raced. He propositioned me. He wanted to suck my toes and fondle my feet. He promised me I'd love it. My face said it all. He backed up and apologised. But I was curious now. I wondered whether this man could really get off just sucking my toes and playing with my feet. I was very intrigued. The perverted side of me wanted to witness this. I wanted to see exactly how my feet could do it for him. I blurted out, "The disabled toilets." He was taken aback. I told him, "Let's go to the disabled toilets." Hesitantly, he stood up and waited for me to stand too. He gestured for me to lead the way. I could tell he wasn't sure if I was genuine or not. Once in the loo, I put the toilet lid down, wiped it off with some tissues and sat on it. He looked a bit awkward. I told him to thank his lucky stars I had leg strength and proceeded to suspend my leg in the air. My toes pointed directly towards him. His hand brushed over his cock. He exhaled deeply. Then he began to remove my sandal. His breathing grew deeper. He was focused. He held up my foot and stroked my heel with the palm of his hand. He stroked both sides of my foot, then gently put his forefinger in between each of my toes. He particularly liked that, as he brushed his free hand over his cock again. Cupping my foot gently, he moved his face towards my foot. He took my big toe in his mouth and moaned as his tongue licked and darted around. He stroked and sucked, moving from toe to toe. His free hand had managed to undo his trousers, and his hand was now inside. It was unbelievable to watch. This guy was sucking off my toes and wanking at the same time. I was enjoying it, though. His wet mouth slobbering all over my foot and toes, it felt good. Very sensual. His sucking got deeper. He applied more pressure on my toes with his mouth. The hand inside his trousers moved more frantically. He pulled it out. He was exposed. His cock was free and he was openly beating himself off as he sucked my toes. He moaned a little, sucked hard on my big toe and then boom, he was done. He began to apologise almost immediately. I reassured him that I had consented to this. He was embarrassed. That had definitely sobered him up. After cleaning himself up, he was eager to leave. He couldn't look me in the eye. He was so embarrassed. I thought his behaviour was funny. He insisted he had to go but would message me later. I didn't expect to hear from him. All the way home, I replayed what had just happened. I giggled to myself. I couldn't wait to tell my friends about this one, I thought. I got in, got settled, was just about to call my bestie when he messaged me. If you like this, you can find more of my work at tintedblue.com or hear more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.